We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He's here, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Joseph Hahnemann. Get well naturally, the Weiner Wellness Center. Remember, you can always call and make an appointment to see Dr. Hahnemann. You can dial now at 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Find out more at drweiner.com. I've been telling you the topic of the day is going to be type 2 diabetes. All sorts of information, including some great opportunities to save on some supplements that can help you in a big way. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's get started with Dr. Joseph Hahnemann and Get Well Naturally. Good afternoon, Doc.
Thank you, Rob. Good afternoon on this beautiful day.
Perfect day.
Perfect, beautiful day. Well, anyway, all of you who are tuning in, thank you. I am a lifestyle and wellness-oriented doctor with over 26 years of experience as a chiropractor, and approximately 40 years of experience in the natural healthcare field. I also hold a Master of Public Health degree from the University of Pittsburgh, and I use safe, natural, effective methods to get your body to work better and restore your health by addressing the lifestyle and environmental factors, which are often the root cause of the problem. It is not a generic treatment for a condition to take away symptoms. My objective is health restoration, and the protocol is designed specifically for you as a unique individual. So whether your goal is to optimize your already good health, review your supplement regime, or to address the root cause of a chronic disease such as diabetes, which we will be talking about shortly, I can help you. However, I do not diagnose or treat disease, and if you are taking drugs, you are not to stop taking them on your own, but rather as you improve through better lifestyle choices, you can ask your doctor to reduce the amount and possibly even stop taking them altogether. I have helped many patients and clients achieve this. To make an appointment with me, Dr. Hahnemann, call the Weiner Wellness Center at 412-922-9355. That's 412-922-WELL. And yes, today's topic is diabetes, a condition that I have both a strong professional and personal interest in. Diabetes was the chronic disease that I focused most on while earning my Master of Public Health degree. My personal interest is because my mother is a type 2 diabetic, and so was her only sister, who died before the age of 70 from complications directly related to type 2 diabetes. My only aunt. As you know, diabetes is a very serious chronic disease that can make your life miserable and lead to an early death, and it is common. Approximately 115 million adults have either prediabetes or diabetes. Most with prediabetes are unaware of the problem, and that's very unfortunate because prediabetes places you at a greater risk for heart disease, stroke, and premature death, regardless of whether or not you ever become a diabetic. So it's really not pre-anything. It has its own serious consequences. However, if you are a diabetic, you have at least twice the risk for getting heart disease or having a stroke, and 2 to 3 times the risk of death from heart disease or stroke compared to those without diabetes. It is also the number one cause of kidney failure, adult blindness, and non-traumatic lower limb amputations. In addition, 60 to 70% of people with diabetes have nervous system damage, resulting in neuropathy. You may have heard of it, right? Diabetic neuropathy. It is a disease or dysfunction of one or more peripheral nerves, typically causing numbness, weakness, tingling and pain, and loss of strength. You're also twice as likely to have depression, well, of course, and are more likely to develop dementia, including Alzheimer's disease. So, diabetes is a very serious chronic disease that can make your life miserable and then lead to an early death. To better understand diabetes, I want you to keep in mind just four factors throughout this discussion: glucose, insulin, insulin resistance, and lifestyle. Glucose, insulin, insulin resistance, and lifestyle. So the story of diabetes begins with the interaction between glucose, insulin, and our cells. Glucose is a simple sugar, and it is our principal source of energy. All cells require energy. After we eat, our food is partially broken down into glucose, which enters our bloodstream and travels to our cells. Now, as soon as that glucose enters into our bloodstream, our pancreas detects this rise, and it releases insulin, which bonds to a receptor site on the outside of the cell. So we're talking right now, we've already mentioned glucose, and we've already mentioned insulin several times. When the insulin bonds to the receptor site, it signals our cells to allow glucose to enter for fuel or storage. It's our principal source of energy. You can think of insulin as being a key, opening a door on the cell to get the glucose inside the cell. Any excess glucose will be stored in the liver and the muscles as glycogen. That's what happens to the excess glucose, but they can only store so much. Anything beyond storage capacity, guess what's going to happen to that? It's going to be converted to and deposited as fat. Diabetes is a disease in which a buildup of glucose in the blood occurs because the pancreas can no longer produce enough insulin, or our cells do not respond to the insulin. And that, of course, is insulin resistance. That's the third factor. So if you understand that, you will have a very good understanding of what drives diabetes. It's going to either be a buildup of glucose in the blood because the pancreas can no longer produce enough insulin, or our cells are not responding to the insulin. Type 1 diabetes accounts for approximately 5% of adult cases, and it's usually the result of a faulty immune response that attacks and destroys our beta cells. The beta cells are the insulin-producing cells in our pancreas. As a result, outside insulin will now always be necessary to control the blood sugar. However, healthy lifestyle changes can minimize the amount necessary and reduce complications. Now, we're going to get to the type of diabetes that we're going to be discussing for the rest of this talk.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll come back and pick up on that note in just a couple of moments. And remember, you can always find out more about what they do at the Weiner Wellness Center by going to drweiner.com. Pick up the phone, and if this is something that has piqued your interest and you need to see Dr. Hahnemann, you can do that right now. Make an appointment at 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. All right, before we get back to your topic, good doctor, Dr. Hahnemann, let me ask you, so you have diabetes in your family, as you were talking earlier, you know, you're talking in your family, good chance to get it, but right now you're listening to this broadcast and you're saying, you know what, I'm 35 and I'm strong and I'm healthy, but God bless my parents or grandparents, I don't want to go down that path. Can they make an appointment to see you on what supplements you can get them started on now, even if they are in good health, so they don't find themselves on the wrong side of the track?
Yeah, absolutely right. Remember in the beginning I said over 115 million people have diabetes or prediabetes. Now, something like 85 million have prediabetes, and of that, 80 to 90% don't know they even have it. So, you know, for a lot of those people who whose blood glucose levels are creeping up now,
right,
this is the best time to stop it and nip it in the bud, so to speak. and, you know, get these people on the road to optimal wellness for sure.
It makes sense, because if you think about it, a lot of them are eating healthy, living life healthy, but they think back looking at pictures, their parents, grandparents were doing the same thing, and they pretty much had good health their whole life, but it was just one of those predestinations to where they knew eventually, like their grandparents or parents, they were going to end up with diabetes, and it had really nothing to do with bad habits. So if you can help jumpstart your system to give you more protection at a young age by visiting someone like yourself, it makes sense.
The younger you start, the better it is.
Absolutely.
You know, you want to build your foundation, and the stronger your foundation is, the better it's going to be to protect you against not just all the different types of horrible things that are in our food, because many people out there are wiser and smarter and making sure that they're not eating foods that are high in antibiotics and growth hormones and fungicides, herbicides, pesticides, artificial coloring, flavoring, and all the other stuff that's in our foods. But we're also being exposed to a lot of environmental toxins. And some
every
of these
day.
Environmental toxins are what we call endocrine disruptors. And, you know, of course, you know, the insulin producing cells are, these are endocrine cells. So these toxin producing environmental factors that we're being exposed to certainly have a role in diabetes, also in heart disease, thyroid problems, adrenal problems, the list goes on, because these are all endocrine related problems. So yes, even if you're eating a pretty good diet, it's good to get things checked out.
And the last thing I'll leave you with before you pick back up on your topic, a lot of folks are like, well, I'm taking a pill. I'm not actually, you know, injecting insulin yet, so I guess I'm good. People are just so willing to accept as opposed to fix the problem. And when they tell you there is no hope, there is hope.
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to be spending, like, you know, quite a bit of time actually talking about that. So, yeah, thank you for that. And we'll get to that pretty shortly. But right now I want to set the stage, because we need to talk about type 2 diabetes, because that's the majority of the cases of type 2 diabetes. Like 90 to 95% of those who are diagnosed with diabetes, this is the type 2. The problem usually starts when our cells become resistant to insulin. Insulin resistant. Remember, that was the third factor that I wanted to talk about. And we were just talking about lifestyle factors. And of course, that's going to play a major role in whether or not we can control diabetes, prevent diabetes, and reverse diabetes as well. But what happens with type 2, the cells become resistant to insulin, and they do not respond appropriately to the insulin produced, so the glucose builds up in the blood. In other words, the insulin key is now not able to open the lock to allow the glucose to enter. Now, as a result, more insulin is produced in an effort to get the cell to accept the glucose. The result now can be an increase in both glucose and insulin. That's not good, because this inappropriate increase in insulin, independent of diabetes, whether or not you ever get diabetes, results in an increased risk of heart disease, an increased risk of stroke, and a decreased lifespan, and an increase in weight gain, even when insulin is used as a treatment. So think about it. Now you've gotten to the point, if you're a diabetic and you've been doing oral medications and they're not working, and you're being placed on an insulin regimen, what's that doing? There's a very high likelihood. Well, first of all, you're going to need it if you've gotten that bad until you go ahead and do the proper lifestyle changes. But it's actually increasing weight. And what's a major risk factor for diabetes that everybody knows? Weight gain. Now, two common ways diabetes is diagnosed is with a fasting blood sugar. So you fast for 8 hours, you get it taken, and if your numbers are 126 milligrams or higher, and it's done a few different times, not just one time, but two or three times, you can be diagnosed with diabetes. An even better way to monitor your blood sugar is something called a hemoglobin A1C test, or an HbA1c test, because see, this is measuring an average finding of 2 to 3 months exposure to glucose, so you can't cheat. You can't be good for 2 or 3 days, go in, get your blood glucose done, and it says, oh, look, it was 132 before, and now it's 118. No, this is going to measure it over a 2 to 3 month period of time, and it's going to see how well you've been doing for that amount of time. Now, a number of 6.5 or above is recognized as diabetes. Between 5.6 and 6.4 is basically equivalent to pre-diabetes. It's called an impaired HbA1c, and it's going to have all the same problems as pre-diabetes, maybe even a little bit more, which include an increased risk of heart disease, stroke, and a shortened lifespan. So, before you get a diagnosis, are there clues or symptoms that you may be having trouble controlling your blood glucose? Well, here's the thing. You may experience none at all. Or you may experience some of the more common clues or symptoms. And that would be frequent urination, excessive thirst, unrelenting hunger, feeling tired more than usual, and fatigue is a common problem. So why those particular symptoms? Why? Well, if you've got an excess of glucose in your blood, your body's going to want to get rid of it. So it's going to take water out of your cells to dilute the blood glucose, and you're going to have to get rid of it. You're going to be urinating it out, hence the frequent urination. Now you've taken water out of your cells, so you're going to be thirsty. You have glucose in your blood, but it ain't getting into the cell, hence the unrelenting hunger. And if you're not getting energy, you're going to be feeling more tired, and fatigue can be a common problem. So fatigue, frequent urination, feelings of thirst and hunger may be early indications that you are having a problem controlling your blood glucose. Now, the most common risk factors, right? Now we're talking about risk factors, not symptoms. And guess what the number one is, or pretty much the number one is? Being overweight or obese. And actually, a large waist size is just as an important an indicator of having a problem with your blood glucose as being obese. So we're saying approximately, if you're a woman, it's 35 inches. If it's a man, it's approximately 40 inches. And it's a problem because that excess body fat, and especially around your abdomen, is going to cause those cells to become resistant. It's going to cause the body cells to become resistant to insulin. And what is the number one reason why you're a type 2 diabetic? Or you could be a type 2 diabetic? Insulin resistance. All right, let's go over quickly some other common risk factors. Being inactive, a couch potato, spending too much time sitting around on your butt increases your risk for diabetes. Toxins, which I was talking about earlier, pesticides, herbicides can interfere with glucose metabolism, and that's an actual risk factor. Of course, chronic stress, I've talked about that many times. And last but not least is a poor diet, a diet that is high in processed carbohydrates, sugar, and animal flesh. Notice that the risk factors are what? Lifestyle factors. There's the fourth one that I asked you to remember. Lifestyle factors. So diabetes is primarily a lifestyle disorder that can be dramatically improved or possibly even reversed by making better diet and lifestyle choices. Knowing that diabetes is primarily a lifestyle disorder, what do most conventional care health professionals offer as a treatment once you've been diagnosed with diabetes? Of course, drugs. And the predominant belief among most conventional diabetes educators is that the disease will increase over time and additional drugs will be necessary.
Great stuff. Lots more to come. Very passionate about this topic, as you can hear, type 2 diabetes. If you'd like to make an appointment to become one of his patients, you can do so right now by calling the Weiner Wellness Center, Dr. Weiner, WINER.com, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-WELL. That's 412-922-9355, 412-922-9355. Stay tuned. Much more to come with Dr. Joseph Hahnemann, and this is Get Well Naturally. Robert Mangino in the air chair this afternoon on KDKA Radio. Let's get right back to Dr. Joseph Hahnemann and more of Get Well Naturally on KDKA Radio.
Okay, so we left off in what conventional care will provide for you. So in addition to the drugs that will often be prescribed, almost certainly inadequate dietary advice will be offered, and your doctor will continue to provide additional drugs that will likely cause weight gain. The cells will become even more resistant than they were before, and eventually your pancreas may become unable to produce sufficient insulin. This will result in the eventual need for an outside source of insulin. If you go to the American Diabetes Association website, it states, for most people, type 2 diabetes is a progressive disease, and over time, the body gradually produces less and less of its own insulin, and eventually, oral medications may not be enough to keep blood glucose levels normal. Using insulin to get blood glucose to a healthy level is a good thing, not a bad thing. What? What did I just say? Using insulin to get blood glucose levels to a healthy level is a good thing, not a bad thing? Why not at the very least stop it from progressing, or better yet, reverse the problem so you don't need insulin? Now that's a good thing. Taking insulin at times may be necessary. In fact, it may save your life if you're a type 2 diabetic. But it's not a good thing. In addition, when most diabetics start using insulin, they often gain weight, blood pressure can rise, and there's an increased risk of depression, as well as the very real danger of hypoglycemia, defined as blood glucose levels below 70 milligrams, which can result in headache, hunger, dizziness, fatigue, and even passing out. There's nothing good about that. But it's not just taking insulin that has side effects. Oral medications, in fact, have too many for me to discuss right now. So what is the solution? It's important to understand that diabetes is almost entirely induced by lifestyle and environmental factors. While there may be some predisposing genes, those genes get turned off or on, expressed only under conditions of poor diet, sedentary lifestyle, stress, and exposure to environmental toxins. We have the power to transform gene expression and prevent and even reverse diabetes by changing the messages and instructions we send to our DNA and turn off the bad genes. Food can help create good gene expression because it is not just calories, it is also information. And here's some good news. Even people with advanced type 2 diabetes that are on insulin can still experience extraordinary gains in health and vitality with better lifestyle choices. Now, I did not say it's easy to change your lifestyle choices, so why not drugs? It's a much easier choice. The reason, the core reason, is that diabetes, like most chronic diseases, is the result of poor lifestyle choices. Not a lack of metformin or any other diabetic drug for that matter. It's not like, I'm sorry, Mrs. Richards, we discovered that you have an insufficiency of metformin in your blood. But don't you worry your pretty little head. We have plenty of metformin to reverse the problem. You did not get the diabetes because you have a drug deficiency, and you're not going to reverse the process by taking drugs. However, you will run the risk of making it worse in the long run by taking drugs that make our fatigued insulin-producing beta cells work even harder. Even though the cause is insulin resistance, it's not a lack of insulin. However, there are times when your diabetes can get out of control and the risk of complications great, thereby making the drug the right choice, at least temporarily. Also remember, if you are on medications, you are not to stop taking them on your own, but rather as you improve through lifestyle choices, you can ask your doctor to reduce the amount and possibly even stop taking them altogether. I've helped many people reduce or even come off their diabetic-related drugs entirely. Now, if too many of your insulin beta-producing cells have died, then you may need to be on at least some drugs for the rest of your life. They're dead, even as a type 2 diabetic. But that's usually not the case, because even diabetics whose insulin-producing beta cells, as I said before, even the ones that are damaged, can recover, and you can experience extraordinary gains in health and vitality by making healthy lifestyle changes, including diet and exercise, managing stress, along with some intelligent supplementations. And that is very good news. For example, I recently saw an overweight person who is a diabetic with multiple issues, including diet, including constipation. After 1 month, just 1 month, of lifestyle changes and supplements, her bowel movements normalized, and she commented on what a very dramatic improvement she was having. Her blood glucose levels, which were in the 400s, reduced to between 80 and 120 in a little more than a few months. I often give the example right on the show. I often give an example of a younger patient who was diagnosed with diabetes. This person was very self-motivated and, with my help, lost 100 pounds in 1 year, and his blood work came back excellent, showing absolutely no signs of high blood glucose, essentially becoming a non-diabetic. I have many other examples that I could give about patients who came to me with beginning stages of diabetes or even into it for a few years or more, who have been able to reverse and get off all drugs. And many have been able to reduce the amount that they're taking. So for all of you who need to gain stable control of your blood glucose and diabetes, call, make an appointment. If you follow my protocol, designed for you as a unique individual, there is a very high likelihood you will improve significantly, be able to reduce your medications, and for some, you will be able to become drug-free and essentially become a non-diabetic. I am Dr. Honigman. The number here, the number at my workplace, Weiner Wellness Center, is 412-922-9355. That's 412-922-WELL. And I also want to make it clear that our office visits are very reasonable. Call and find out. For right now, to get started to normal blood glucose and insulin levels, I recommend what you can get started on right this minute as I'm talking. Stay active and incorporate exercise in your daily routine. Avoid environmental toxins as much as you can, such as choosing foods that are organic, not loaded with fungicides and pesticides and antibiotics, and also use natural personal care products that are free of aluminum and sulfates and parabens. Eat a whole food plant-based diet. Does that sound familiar to you? Whole food plant-based means as close to the original source as possible. No added ingredients, including sugar, salt, artificial colors and flavors, preservatives, etc. As well as nothing good being taken out. It's that simple. But you do have to read the labels. In a nutshell, the three most important changes in your diet to prevent, optimally manage, and even reverse diabetes are: greatly reduce or stop all sugar intake, especially from soft drinks. Processed carbohydrates, such as white rice and white wheat. Most animal products, especially if your goals are to reverse the disease and significantly reduce your risk for cardiovascular disease. Rob, I'm often asked, why the rather strict restriction on animal products? Won't losing weight and exercising more lower blood glucose levels without having to reduce the consumption of meat and other animal sources of protein? You know what? The answer to that question is yes. You will lose weight and even decrease your blood glucose levels. But it appears that you will do little to change the most dangerous complication of diabetes, and that is an increased incidence of cardiovascular disease and death resulting from it. A very important study, the Look Ahead study, examined whether an intensive lifestyle intervention for weight loss would decrease cardiovascular morbidity and mortality. In other words, problems and death among overweight or obese patients with type 2 diabetes. 16 studies in the United States took part in this, and they randomly assigned 5,100 overweight or obese patients with type 2 diabetes mellitus to an intensive lifestyle intervention to receive diabetes support and education or receive their intervention, which was an intensive lifestyle intervention. To get 5,100 people to participate that fit under your protocol, that's incredible. That is a large amount of people taking part in this study. Now, what happened was the goal was at achieving and maintaining a weight loss of at least 7%, along with increased physical activity. Even though patients in the treatment group lost more weight, achieved greater fitness, maintained better glycemic control, all very good things, the differences did not result in long-term reductions in cardiovascular disease outcomes, and the study was terminated early due to the absence of any difference in the primary outcome. Conclusion: an intensive lifestyle intervention focusing on weight loss did not reduce the rate of cardiovascular events in overweight or obese adults with type 2 diabetes. And guess what I think about that?
Well, he'll let you know what he thinks about that even more when we get back. Dr. Joseph Hahnemann, one more segment of Get Well Naturally on KDKA Radio. All right, the last time we joined Dr. Hahnemann, sounds like a soap opera, he said, I'll let you know what I think about that, and he's going to continue to let you know what he thinks about that up until 2 o'clock today, but you can call them throughout this afternoon and make an appointment at the Weiner Wellness Center, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Simply say, I was listening to Dr. Hahnemann today, and I'd like to make an appointment, of course, talking about type 2 diabetes. Doc.
Thanks, Rob. So I'm going to repeat the conclusion of this very important study. The conclusion was that an intensive lifestyle intervention focusing on weight loss did not reduce the rate of cardiovascular events in overweight or obese adults with type 2 diabetes. Now, I'm very familiar with this this lifestyle intervention. And so they were also exercising, and they were also receiving quite a bit of behavioral modification classes and techniques. So weight loss and a decrease in blood glucose levels was achieved, but it did not reduce death by cardiovascular disease and diabetes. What do I think about it? I think it's a major flaw, because almost 80% of all deaths among diabetics are due to hardening of the arteries, particularly coronary artery disease. And 70% of adults with diabetes die of heart attacks and strokes. So why do I believe it was unsuccessful? Well, my answer is that too many animal-based foods were allowed. And animal flesh is independently a major risk factor for cardiovascular disease, whether or not you lose weight. I'm very familiar with this intensive lifestyle intervention protocol, because I and another student at the University of Pittsburgh School of Public Health taught this protocol to a small group of overweight and obese pre-diabetic individuals to prevent diabetes as part of our education. And it was obvious to me, even at that time, if the same protocol were used with diabetics, that too many animal products were being allowed to prevent cardiovascular disease in high-risk individuals. On the other hand, there are numerous studies showing that a whole food plant-based diet will improve the key insulin sensitivity and blood glucose levels, along with a decreased risk of cardiovascular disease. In addition, a whole food vegan and vegetarian diet has been shown by both Dr. Dean Ornish and Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn to even reverse existing cardiovascular disease. And they have the before and after pictures of reduction in plaque buildup in the coronary arteries to prove it. In a brand new study, More Plants, Less Meat, Less Diabetes, published online just this past July the 22nd, that's like 2.5 weeks ago, in the Journal of the American Medical Association, it was found that those with the highest versus lowest intake of healthy plant-based foods, that is fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, and nuts, had a 30% lower risk of incident diabetes. Michelle O'Donoghue, MD, MPH, Associate Professor of Medicine at Harvard Medical School, and cardiologist, agrees that the findings contribute to this growing body of research, and it is a huge body of research now, that a diet rich in plants and low in animal intakes help to reduce the risk of many chronic Western diseases, including type 2 diabetes. Also, these diets de-emphasize or avoid red and processed meats, which have been shown to adversely affect risk of type 2 diabetes, possibly owing to their high heme iron. Iron plays a direct causal role in diabetes, both by beta cell failure and insulin resistance. So actually what that means is that even if you're eating pasture-raised organic meat, you're still going to be getting the heme iron. So even too much of that's going to be no good. Now, let's get one thing straight. Eating, pasture raised organic animals, whatever they are, is certainly a world above of what you're getting in the supermarket. But there are still problems with too much. However, now that we talked all about diet, I also don't want you to forget the importance of staying active, managing stress, staying hydrated, and avoiding environmental toxins as much as possible, as you are only as healthy as your weak link allows. I'm going to do a quick shout out to physical activity and some recommendations. Try for at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic physical activity. You heard that before. Spread it out over 3 days a week with no more than two consecutive days without exercise. So if you exercise on Monday, by Thursday, you should be exercising again. That will be 2 days in between, max. Reduce sedentary time. Get off your butt. You need to break up extended amount of times of just sitting around and doing nothing or reading or spending time on the computer or watching TV. And don't forget some resistance training at least twice per week. So why do diabetics need extra supplements? Well, although lifestyle excellence is always our foundation, even a perfect diet, the combination of our depleted soils, the storage transportation of our food, genetic alterations, increased nutritional demands resulting from the toxic overload and stress we experience on a daily basis, in addition to having pre-diabetes or diabetes, makes it almost impossible to get everything we need from the foods we eat. Now, what I recommend in terms of supplements depends on a number of factors, including but not limited to how long you've had it. Do you have comorbidities such as an autoimmune disease like rheumatoid arthritis or lupus? Do you have complications such as diabetic neuropathy or high blood pressure? See, diabetes can be a very complicated disease. So I recommend you schedule an appointment and we can discuss your health and your specific challenges in detail. But for the supplements that I am recommending now, I want you to keep in mind I am limiting my choices because of time constraints. And there are supplements just as good, maybe even a little better, according to your unique needs and circumstances. So again, I encourage you to make an appointment to see me. We can figure that out. However, the ones I am going to mention are generally a very good addition, and they're being offered at a 20% discount. That's a very good deal until next Friday. So let's begin with SugarSolve. This is an excellent supplement for both those with pre-diabetes or for diabetes. So that's covering a lot of territory. SugarSolve contains a combination of ingredients that have been shown to slow the transport of glucose from the intestines to our bloodstream, improve insulin sensitivity, and help decrease diabetic complications such as diabetic neuropathy. That's the trifecta of what we want our diabetic supplements to do. We want them to slow the glucose entering into our bloodstream, improve insulin sensitivity, and decrease diabetic complications, and SugarSolve contains actually therapeutic doses of a number of ingredients that will help accomplish all of that. If we have time, I'm going to get back to some of the individual components. But for right now, I also want to recommend Super Shake. This is a low glycemic, high protein, low carbohydrate meal replacement that is free from the most common food allergens, including gluten and dairy and soy. It contains almost 22 grams of protein between 20 and 22 and a low-calorie 120 to 125 count. Great choice for diabetics because of its low glycemic index, but it's also excellent for anyone who wants to lose weight. It's only 100 to 125 calories. I use it after a workout or a long wait, and I don't have to lose weight. I do it because it gives me that protein and it curbs my appetite so I don't feel like I'm starving and lunging for comfort food. Now, the last supplement that I'm going to be recommending for now is Pro Oranges. The Pro Oranges is an orange fruit and vegetable blend, dehydrated vegetable and fruit blend that contains nutrients and phytonutrients that support glucose metabolism as well as physical performance. It's vegetarian, gluten-free, dairy-free, egg-free, no herbicides, no pesticides, easy to use, and it will fight fatigue from energy and That's a great supplement as well. So those are the three supplements I'm recommending. But keep in mind that there are many great supplements I could recommend. There's just not enough time. So I encourage you to schedule an appointment. We can discuss your health needs and specific challenges in detail. And remember, our rates are very, very reasonable. So thank everyone for tuning in. Our number is 412-922-9355. Thanks again.
So the sooner you can get on it, the better chance you have, right, Doc?
Absolutely. Look, the worst that's going to happen to you if you make an appointment for it with me is you will be healthier as a result.
That's a good thing. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, here's what you need to do. Listen to the good doctor. Call right now. They're there at the office, Kraft and Greentree, right over the hill from where we are at KDK Radio. He is headed back to work as we speak, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-WELL. That number again, 412-922-9355. And remember, you can always find out more about what they do at the incredible Winer Wellness Center by going to drwiner.com. The phone number to make an appointment with Dr. Hahnemann, and you can call now, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.